With 3 victories, the Oil Caps extended their winning streak to 7 games. The Manitoba Junior Hockey League squad went an impressive 9-1-0-0 in the month of January. Verdun head coach Tyson Ramsey said, "It has been a total team effort, right from our goaltenders to our defense and through all 4 forward lines. I think the group has gained a ton of confidence with the way they are playing, and they are finding ways to win," he said. "Our effort has been very good, and we are getting contributions from everywhere in our lineup." Last week the Verdun team beat Selkirk, 4-1 and dropped the Winnipeg Freeze twice 4-1 and 3-2. The Oil Caps entered this week with a 2-3-1-7-1-0 record. They sit 5th in the MJHL's MGEU West Division with 47 points. On Friday and Saturday, the team tangles with the squad 1 spot ahead of it, the OCN Blizzard, 2-2-1-6-2-3, 49 points. The February 4th contest will be in Verdun. On February 7th, the squad hosts the Dauphin Kings, who were 2nd in the West, as of Monday, with a 2-4-1-4-2-1 record and 51 points. Before taking on OCN, 5 members of the Oil Caps headed to Winnipeg for the MJHL Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Showcase. Representing the MJHL against the SJHL's best were forwards Nolan Chastko and Josh Leto, defenseman David Bielik, head coach Tyson Ramsey and athletic therapist Dana Wariner. The event was held on Tuesday and Wednesday after the Empire advance deadline. Bill Hayward was named the Oil Caps Volunteer of the Month, which is sponsored by Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries. The longtime volunteer works as a goal judge. Oil Caps sign Platin January 24. The Oil Caps announced the signing of 2005-born forward Rhett Platt. The 6'1", 180-pound forward is playing this season for his hometown U18AAA Regina Pat Canadians. Through 35 games, Platt had 8 goals, 21 points and a team-high 82 penalty minutes. "We are very excited about what Rhett will bring to our program here in Verdun," Ramsey said on the team's website. "He is a 200-foot player that plays with grit and determination and also has the ability to score. He is a power forward type player that will be very hard to play against, and we are very proud that he chose to come here to Verdun to start his junior hockey career. We would like to welcome Rhett and his family to the Oil Caps organization." Oil Caps 4, Steelers 1 after a scoreless first period on January 25. The host Oil Capitals used a 3-goal outburst in the second to take control of its contest versus Selkirk. Chastko got things started with a power play marker before Colton Miller and Rue Bazin also found the back of the net to make it 3-0. The Steelers pulled within 2-3-1, on a Matthew Cattelier power play goal in the third period, but Bielik capped the scoring with an empty net goal. The Oil Caps outshot the Steelers, 39-21. Verdun goalie Eric Reed made 20 saves and was named the first star. For Selkirk, Hunter Tarvas made 35 saves. Bielik had 2 points and was the second star, with Miller being the third. Trevor Hunt was named the Gardewine hardest working player. Oil Caps forward Andrew Blocker and Jacob Ziegler dropped the gloves in the third period. Oil Caps 4, Freeze 1 last Friday. The Oil Caps led 1-0 at the intermissions. In the final period, the hosts outscored the Freeze 3-1 to win 4-1. Verdun led 3-0 before the Winnipeg team scored. Lighting the lamp for the Oil Caps were Josh Leto, Blocker, Miller and Joey Bielik. Reed stopped 22 shots. The Oil Caps had 41 shots on goal, with Freeze goalie Keegan Gordon stopping 37 of them. Dean Gorchinki had 2 assists on the night and was named the first star. Reed was the second star and Gordon the third. Manson's Bray Rooks of the Oil Caps was named the Gardewine hardest working player. Elliot Perreault had the Freeze's goal. Oil Caps 3, Freeze 2 on Saturday. The Oil Caps trailed 1-0 on the road in the first period after Hayden Schalliner of the Freeze scored on a power play. Bazin knotted the game at 1-1, and then Trevor Hunt, in the final 2 minutes of the period, put Verdun on top 2-1 with a power play marker. Just more than 2 minutes into the second period, Chastko scored to extend Verdun's lead to 3-1. Still in the second period, Braden Stevenson, a former Oil Cap, scored to pull the Freeze to within a goal, 3-2, but could not tie things up. Owen LaRoque stopped 17 of the 19 shots he faced. The Verdun squad sent 45 shots at the Freeze goal. Brooks and Briggs Jowett fought in the second period. Ethan Guthrie had 2 assists for Verdun. It was the 100th junior game for Oil Caps captain Brody Wilson, who is from Bertle.